the main purpose of having the Muslim home is to build, to be the culture, to build the Muslim family. And we have now found out that the Muslim character have a certain attributes. And I talked about by details about those attributes. The conscious is one of them, piety is another, a certain type of ethics, a third, and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hope and raja, and others. But I started talking about the ethics. And last khutbah that I gave, it was about, when I say about ethics, that means it is, these are a major milestones that they must exist in the Muslim character. Because, okay, look at it, let us look at it this way. You and I, nothing more than ideas. What is the difference between the lawyers and between a teacher? A group of ideas. It makes the lawyer function in the court room and make the teacher function in the classroom and make the doctor go and make surgery. But basically they are the same. Ideas. So let us agree to this. If I have a good ideas, I will have a good behavior. If I have a bad ideas, I have a bad behavior. If I have a confused ideas, I will have a confused behavior. So the akhlaq, it's supposed to be very clear as ideas and as a concept. Because based on those, these are the major milestones that my behavior will depend on it. And I talked about the first one, it was a sabr, patient. And I talked about the different type of patient and the classification of patients and how you supposed to develop yourself to be a patient. So it is not something in your, not only in your, it is not on your gene, it is aptitude you have to develop. The second attitude that you have to develop is a tawakkul ala Allah. A tawakkul, that means to do what? Depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be self-sufficient. There is another, you can be one of the two, either mutawakkil ala Allah, depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you can be mutawakil. Mutawakil, that means negative. I will talk a little bit about both of them today. At-tawakkul ala Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? In Surah Ali Imran, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. On Allah, the believer will say, Allah help we seek. And when you look at Surah Al-Fatiha, what is the magic word? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ. Only to you we submit. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينْ. We seek no help from other than you. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينْ. We seek no help from no one but you. That is التوكل على الله. So what is the توكل على الله? التوكل على الله, that means you depend solely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after that you take the means of doing what? Of managing the affairs of your life. Somebody gonna ask and say, what are the affairs of your life? Anything you do is gonna be to do one of two things. Eliminate harm or bring good, bring benefit. There is nothing more. Either I'm working, why you go to work? Because I love work? No. Number one, to eliminate harm. I don't want to be unemployed, I want to have money. And why you want to? And bring good. And what is the good? By that money, I can pay my rent, I can buy my food, I can get a car, I can do this, I can do that. So I depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the tawakkul. And after that, do what? Take the means. Go and apply for a job. You don't wake up in the morning and say, if Allah won't, I will work. If Allah doesn't, no. إِنَّ السَّمَاءَ لَتُمْطِرْ ذَهَبًا وَلَا فِضَّةً. It will not rain gold and silver. Sky does not rain gold and silver. You have to work for it. But to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should I know certain things? Yes. And remember, good ideas, good behaviors. Bad ideas, But behaviors, confuse ideas, confuse behavior. What makes me, especially it is related to the future, what makes me depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Number one, that you believe, and when I say believe, I don't mean you understand. Please take what I say, when I say the word believe, not understand. When I say believe, I mean feel. You feel that the only one who can benefit you and can harm you is Allah only. None can be beneficial and none can be harmful to you other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, the only one who has the key for rizq, provisions, is Allah. No one else gave. And what you have is not a coincidence. It meant it to be. So a rizq not in hand in anybody else. So if it is in only in the hand of Allah, you might as well ask it from whom? From Allah. Also, you need to know Allah is the only one. The only one who knows your need. And He is the only one, not only knows your need, but He is the only one who knows what's good for you. Sometimes parents can predict by their children's needs to a certain extent, but no one, every one of us is different. My needs different. What's good for me is different. And the worst or the challenging is what I need and what's good for me is a change from 1 second to another. In a certain time I need a coat, in another I don't. Winter and summer. The only one who knows who you are, what you need, and what's good for you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ya'lamu antum la ta'lamu. Allah the only one knows. Also, you need to know that the only one who had the mighty to do anything is only Allah. And nothing happened in His kingdom by coincidence or by chance. Nothing. So you never claim any power to you. You never claim any capability to you. You never claim any ability to you. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go to some people in the intensive care unit and ask them if they can walk to the door. To them, to some of them, they're going to say that's a dream. And they were doing it a few minutes ago or a few hours ago. And now they can. Who you want to see yourself? You have a dead body and you have a live body. What's the difference in between? Allah capability in it. Only Allah capability. Don't please come and say it is by my intelligence, it is by my knowledge, by my hard work, by. No, no, no. Allah made means. وَالسَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَقْبَرَهُ. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made means for you to walk in it. And when you walk in it, you do what? You claim it. After that, also, you need to know you have to, after you have all of that in your heart, you have to have very, very important thing. You know the means of doing things. You cannot, you know that you want to be in a certain craft or you do a certain craft, you want to be a certain profession, you have to study, you have to be trained, you have to do this. You take by the means. And there are what we call sunan al-kawm. Sunan al-kawm that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the laws.
Whomever take the means will get the results. You work hard, you get more results than the one who doesn't work or work less. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are right or wrong, you believe or not, that's irrelevant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you have to take the means. And the more you believe, the more responsible you are from taking the means. That means you have to be more responsible, more self-driven, more positive to accomplish the goal. And let me give you an example about these means. And this is in the Holy Quran. When you look at Sayyidina Maryam, Sayyidina Maryam, Radwanullahi alayha, in the beginning, before the miracle of the birth of Sayyidina Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, what we see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. قال من أين لك هذا؟ قالت هو من عند الله. So every time Zakaria will go to her, he will find a different type of food, a different type of provision. He will ask, where do you get this? He said, من عند الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it. So Allah provided. Let us take the same woman, go into another scenario. I want you to imagine a woman just gave a birth. How tired she can be. And even if she did not give a birth, she is very tired. She is weak to start with. Women more weaker physically than men. But when it comes in now, the level of belief is way high up. To get provision, she was ordered to do, وَهِزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزَّعِ السَّجْرَ النَّخْلَ يَتَسَاقَطُ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. That means you have to take the means. If you believe in Allah, you take the means. Don't you think that the one who provided freely before, he cannot do it now? And her circumstances was a lot more better? And what kind of a power she has to shake the palm tree so the fruits will come or the date will come? But she is doing what? Take the means. You are not exempted. True believers depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take the means. This is how you're supposed to raise your child. Take the means. And after that, in the tawakkul ala Allah, the last element that you should have, accepting the consequences of taking the means. Now I started. وَإِذَا عَزَمْتْ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. I am determined to do this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you are determined, go. But when I go here, how am I going to go? I know that I got to take the means, but I need power. I need power to go with me. I know the means to come in here, I have to drive a car. But the car is going nowhere without having what? Gas. And it is well tuned and well maintained. Where am I going to get that power? Especially most of the tasks, they are challenging. If it is easy to do, I don't need to have a will and I don't need to do anything. Look at Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nature of responsibility was thrown over his shoulder. And if he did not depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, no, there is another law I want you to know. What is it? When you work for yourself, you work with what you think it is your power. You're going to work with what's your power. You think you are healthy and you can do it? Work with your health. You think you are rich, you can do it? Do it with your money. You think you can do it because you are knowledgeable and you are smart? Do it with those. But if you work for Allah, you work with Allah's power. You see the difference? If you work for yourself, you work by your power. If you work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you work by Allah's power. And how you can lose? How you can lose if you work by Allah's power. So what I got to make sure here? I got to make sure that I am working for Allah. That whatever I'm going to do was not going to make him angry. It is not forbidden. It is what he wants me to do. And based on that, can you imagine the amount of inspiration that you get to move, regardless what the hurdles are? Most of the people, most of the majority of the people, they fail because they are worried and they are afraid about the consequence of what they're going to do. How about this? How about this? How about that? Maybe I need to think it over. The other one, depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go. What are the consequences? If it meant it to be, it will be. Whatever Allah meant it, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I accept it. Why? Because I trust my own, but I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I trust Allah capability. I trust Allah wisdom. I trust Allah mighty. I trust Allah knowledge. I trust Allah kindness. So if I get the result that I want, alhamdulillah. If I don't get the result that I want, alhamdulillah. And I have to train myself to do that. And there is a point that I want to make it clear. Nothing happened in that universe without Allah's permission. And what's happening in the universe, there are two types. One it called, or by Allah will. And the first one it called al-irada al-shar'iyya, the legislative will. And what does that word mean? It means what Allah wants you to do, but He does not push you to do it. Allah wants you to pray. But if you don't pray, He's not going to stop you. But if you pray, you don't pray but because you pray. But because He permits you to pray. So the best thing to do is after you finish is to do what? Alhamdulillah. That He gave you the permission. And He gave you the capability to do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ. Very, very small people, very small number that they thank me. So, even to do good, to do the right thing, you need Allah's permission. The other one, if you insist to go astray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm not going to stop you. If you're hard in it, and that's what you want, you know what is right, and you know what is wrong, and you insist on going wrong, I'm not going to stop you. But it's not going to happen till what? Marriage is Allah's will. Legislative will. Irada shara'iyya. But adultery? It's not. But you want it in your heart. You go for it. He said, I'm not going to stop you. But you're going to carry the consequence of doing it. That is the will. So, when you are acting now in your life, and you have all of those fundamentals in your soul, and in your feeling, what is the benefit out of them? The benefit out of tawakkul ala Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, at-tawakkul ala Allah, that means you believe in Allah. And what kind of a belief we are after here? We are after the type of belief that you feel, not you only understand. The one that makes you, motivate you automatically to act. That's what the belief that you're supposed to be after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also, there is no fear. If you are, what is it that you're going to be afraid of? We are afraid about future. All the time, the unknown. What is it that I'm afraid of? I'm afraid of the unknown. I'm healthy today. I don't know if I'm going to be healthy tomorrow or not. Maybe I have $5 in my pocket today. I don't know if I'm going to have them tomorrow or not. I'm going to have enough to eat or not. But if I know, nothing going to happen but His will. And He is the key. I have the key of provision. What is it that I'm going to be afraid of. الشيطان يخوف أولياءه. The only fear coming from what? From shaitan. Our weaknesses in your iman. But if you have the strong iman, there is no fear. And you see all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They have no fear about the future, and they have no sadness about the past. Because they know what happened before is what Allah meant it to be. You don't say, if I did that, it would have been this or that. No, that's what Allah wanted. Alhamdulillah, we keep going. So first, you have what? You never have a fear. And if you don't have a fear, you will never submit to other than Allah. We are talking about commotions and what's going on and there, and how the people every time afraid. You are the one who creating tyrants. You are the one who creating dictators. You are the one who creating by your fear. You are the one. It is ABC life. If somebody succeed to intimidate you, that means they succeeded to use your power plus their power to use it against you to manipulate you, to dominate you, to abuse you, and you allow them. But if I believe, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا, nothing can happen to me but what Allah meant it. إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If there is a harm, no one can alleviate that but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one who can give and can take. If the whole entire universe will get together to harm you, they will not going to be able, hadith on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're not going to be able to do it. And if they get together to benefit you, they are not going to be able to do it. You tell me, why should I be afraid of anything? And if I'm not afraid, and you are not afraid, and he is not afraid, and she is not afraid, where is the dictator going to come from? Where is the dominant going to come from? Where is the bully going to come from? They are not going to, they don't have a ground to grow. When you look at the Quran, Alif Laf, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim till Surah An-Nas, you will never see the word weak. There is no word weak. It does not exist there. But you're going to see another word, the equivalent, it says what? Al-Mustad'afin. They behave as if they're weak. They feel they are weak. They think they are weak. But in reality, you are not weak. Because Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam believed that he is not weak because he worked for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are gaining the fruit. 1400 years of what he did right here in a complete different culture, in a complete different time zone. Try to live without fear and see what's going to happen. Try to live. And I want to put it another way. If you have a good, rich, generous man, and that man invited you through the weekend and said, come and live with me. Come, I want you to enjoy having some time with me. And he invited you to his home. Do you think it is really healthy to think that guy is not going to give you a breakfast, and not going to give you a dinner, and not going to feed you, and not going to give you a place to sleep in? As long as you are guest to that person going to make sure that you will be what? Not only accommodated, but make sure that you are served. And when you leave, you will be happy. You and I, guest to that generous. You and I, guest in Allah's kingdom. Allah responsible for your feeding. Allah responsible for your affairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. He is the one who manages the affairs, not you. What is it that you're going to be worried about? And instead of spending the time enjoying being in that person's house and communicating with that person, which is in our case, enjoying being alive in Allah's kingdom and enjoy communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we are worried about? No, the disease goes to far more. It comes to the point that I disobey to think that my provision is in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. You think that you're going to get provision by disobeying me? You think that you're going to get better provision in life by disobeying me? You are in His kingdom. You are His guest. So, these are the things that we're supposed to be alert about. Also, part of the benefit that you have what? You have stability. You are comfortable. You are secure. You are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What more secure that you like to be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who taught your mother how to be kind to you. Allah is the one who taught your father how to protect you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent your provision day in and day out when you were a fetus in your mother's womb, giving the right dosage, the right amount, and the right everything, including even the temperature. What makes you think that He's going to forget you now? But what does reality say? You forget Him, He doesn't forget you. We need to wake up and we need to remember. So when you have that and you have the submission to Allah and you accept the result of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, there is nothing going to come to your heart but what? Peace and tranquility. But what is my problem in this stage? Is Allah pleased with me or not? This is the true problem. Is Allah pleased with me or He is not? So that is a major issue. Let us take to the other side of the coin. If we are not going to depend on Allah, what's going to happen? What happened to us? First of all, you will abandon taking the means because you depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are afraid. And before you know it, you will depend on others to gain benefit, or thinking that they're going to prevent a harm. Why you are taking a crab out of your manager? The guy can fire me. The guy can fire me. That guy, whomever he is or whomever she is, if Allah take the breath out of his nostrils, he'll not get back. That's how strong that person. He cannot be good or bad to himself or herself. How they can be good and bad to you? You see now, I am bleeding energy. Depend on other. And if you are depending on others, expecting others to benefit you, you're going to have to do what? To submit to others. You have a choice, either to submit to Allah or others, but you cannot have both. It is only one of the two. Submit to Allah or to submit to what? To others. If you submit to Allah, listen to Sayyidina Musa. Allah made his enemy servant. He kept looking for him for 2 years, killing every baby. But when it comes down to it, what? يَأْخُذُهُ عَدُوٌ لِي وَعَدُوٌ لَهُ. And look at the belief of his mother. وَإِنْ خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. If you are afraid, فَرْمِهِ فِي الْيَامِ. Throw him in the sea. I'm afraid about that the soldier will take him and kill him. That's a 50-50. You want me to take a baby and put him in the water? That's 100%. But what happened here? Depend on Allah. Trust in Allah. And who served Musa? His enemy. Who gave him the best education? Who gave him the best training? The best medical attention? The best housing? The best food? The best royalty of everything? His enemy. That's how far and how helpless you are and the rest of the universe. When Allah want, إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون. All praise to Allah, the one in total command and control of every and anything. So you find yourself automatically what? Humiliating yourself, submitting to other people, living according to other people's right. We all heard it in the news about those snipers that they are killing innocent people. I just want to see one of them. What he going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He going to say, I got my order? Allah gave you an order and he said, don't kill. Who you worship? You worship your officer. You see how weak the iman. And we have in Sharia, we have a law, it says what? لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. You cannot obey anyone if that act will lead to what? Disobedience to Allah. That's the limit. That sniper forgot that he's an employee. And he turned out to be what? Slave. He turned out to be a slave. Do you think he depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or he is working according to other people's agenda? And they use him and abuse him. And when it comes down to who committed the killing, he did. The other one going to say, I only give him an order. He could have stopped if he wanted to. You see? So, you humiliate yourself. Allah puts you in a state of honor and you humiliate yourself by submitting to other than him. All the responsibility, you are afraid to do this and you are afraid to do that and you are running away from this and you are running away from that. Who will stand up and do the people? Who will take care of other people? Who will take care of you? Who will take care of you and who will take care of other people? If you are afraid to take one step ahead because you are worried about the consequences and you are not willing to take the consequences, you are not accepting the concept, which is, I don't believe in it, the concept of failing. There is no such a thing called failing. Failing, that means what? I did not get what I want. But who told you that what you want is a good for you or the right thing for you? Who told you that? وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Maybe you like something and it's going to be very harmful for you. And maybe you hate something and it is going to be very, very beneficial to you. Allah is all know and you don't. So you humiliate yourself by yourself, by depending on others. Work with others is one thing. Depending on others is another. The Muslim depend only in what? In Allah. And that's the end of it. And that's all? No. All the time I will feel inferior because I cannot take my decision. Somebody else got to do it for me. And I'm worried about blaming. Somebody going to blame me for what I did. Do you think you're going to like that? No, you're not going to like that between you and between yourself. Even if you have a big smile. Because you are not you. You work with not with your feeling, not your mind, not your understanding. You work for somebody else. I'm not worried about now if that somebody else is good or bad. That doesn't make any difference now. You work for somebody else. Because if you work for Allah, you will work with somebody else, not for somebody else. And there is a big difference. When I work with, I don't lose my identity. I don't lose my responsibility. I am who I am, and you are who you are. When you are not doing the right thing, I'm going to say bye-bye, have a nice day. No. But in the first case, no, I can't. If I'm not sitting down day in and day out,
and everybody around me moving, and everybody around me growing, and everybody around me doing the good things, and I'm not accomplishing anything, what I get? That's where the hate comes from. Jealous comes from. Envy comes from. Because if you look at the root, you depend on other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we call the enemy of success, where they came from? They have it in their genes, something called enemy of this? No. Because if you are successful, you are busy. And you heard me say it before, and I'm going to keep saying it. Muslim do not have a time to waste. If you know what's ahead of you, believe me, you are not going to worry who is even the one next to you. It's going to come to this point. It is not that you're going to worry about what's in his hand or her hand. You are not going to worry about who is that person. You're going to be so occupied to accomplish what you can accomplish within the frame of the lifetime, which is you don't know when it's going to end. You don't know when you're going to die. You already, maybe you already ate your last meal, drank your last sip of water, and you are finally breathing the last grasp of air that Allah allowed you to. Do you think if you have that concept and that feeling in your head, you're going to worry about who is doing what? Who got what and I have to be like them? No. Definitely not. I'm going to worry about me. I have a grave I have to worry about. I have a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I have to worry about. I'm not going to worry about anybody else. So, we have a distinction between the two. And in your life, you have to make it in your mind. Which one you are going? The Muslim depend on Allah. يتوكل على الله. The other, توكل على الله. So, let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to guide our hearts and our souls and to show us the straight path and give us the courage and the strength to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life so we can live in peace and we can die in peace and inshallah we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadah Allah. قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.